I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Uzbek government fears more and more that Christians will cause social unrest. Open Doors USA's Carl Mueller says crackdowns on believers are four times higher than they were at the same time last year. Now, it's unclear why they would target Christianity, but the government may believe that the Christian faith is not far from terrorism.
Christianity as a minority religion in these places is seen as a disruptive influence, and some may associate disruption with the concepts of terrorism as that region may define them.
Next, one of Islam's holy months, Ramadan, begins August 11th. Fasting during this time figuratively burns away sin and draws Muslims closer to Allah. It's also the perfect time for Christians to pray for them. Enter the 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide. WorldChristian.com's Paul Felita says praying for Muslims changes hearts. Once that happens, doors open, and so do homes.
How do we become Christians often? Because somebody was kind enough to take time to explain things to us or invite us over to a meal. And Muslims are very social people. They love hospitality.
For a gift of any amount, MNN will provide this tool. Our website has more. And not far from where Africa Inland Mission first began their work over 100 years ago in Kenya, the ministry recently held a fishing competition for the island communities of Lake Victoria. Calling it the Fisherman Tough Guy Strongman, the event lasted 3 days, and the winner took home a new motor for their boat. However, there was more than just one winner, as 31 competitors went home with the eternal prize, accepting Christ as Savior. There were many others who also heard the gospel, asked God to stir their hearts. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. To help you, MNN is making available the 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn how to pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, the first step of evangelism. Call 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.